Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Albertsons and Vons for the best in produce, like California cuties. These little gems are super sweet, the perfect on-the-go treat. Right now, get three-pound bags for just $2.97 each through April 13th. That's today, with Club Card where applicable. In produce, like California cuties.
Yes, indeed.
We'll talk a little more Padres baseball. I see we got some phone callers as well, 833-288-0973. First, though, let's check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Did you see the story yesterday that ArcLight and Pacific Cinemas are going out of business?
Bummer,
not coming
man.
Back. It is a bummer. Now, here in San Diego, of course, there's the ArcLight at UTC. Now, maybe they'll find a different movie theater operator. I can't imagine. Well, let's tear them down. I mean, they got a movie theater set up there. But that industry was just crippled, Woods, by the pandemic. Absolutely destroyed. Not only is it, you know, was it pretty much impossible for people to gather together, but there weren't any big movies coming out, and now everyone's gotten used to just streaming everything and getting it at home. It was going to be so hard to get people back into movie theaters that a couple of the bigger chain operators here said, we don't see a path back to what was going on before. And it is sad, especially, you know, people our age who, you know, going to the movies was absolutely the thing you did with friends on, you know, Friday, Saturday, whatever. I mean, going to the movies was like the center of your activities on a weekend for me.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I was on a walk yesterday with Taylor, just pushing him around down the 101, and I happened to glance to my right and saw that, you know, there's a Yoga Tropics out of business for rent sign. The store next to that had a for rent sign, and it breaks your heart. You know, there's so many industries that have just been ravaged, and you hope everybody can find a way back to doing something that they love to do, something that they believe in doing. It just broke my heart, man. It really did. I was walking by, and I just went, man, I used to see a line of people waiting to get into that particular yoga studio every day, and to know that it's just empty, and there's a for rent sign out front. I mean, it's big business, it's small business, everything's been affected.
Dude, just the other day, we were driving through a part of town where I used to work at a restaurant, which was right next to a brewery. Both of those places are now closed down.
Such a drag, man.
I drove by, I was like, oh, that is just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's brutal.
As we do emerge here with vaccines and hopefully on the back end of this pandemic, the effects, they're just going to go on and on for a very long time. People's lives upended, their careers, their jobs, their businesses. It was a stark reminder that, you know, not everyone is as lucky as we are. I didn't miss one day of work.
Yep.
In the pandemic.
Yeah, it was different. I mean, obviously it was different. Things changed and we had to adapt, but yeah.
We had to move to the Corona Cave for almost a year.
For a year.
Yeah, for a year.
For a year we were in there. I mean, you literally thought we'd be in there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks max, you know, and it just goes to show you, you know, it's just been brutal. And being able to be here every day has been great for my mental health. And we get a lot of messages from people saying that, hey, you know, we appreciate you guys being there every day. It really helped get us through that. Those messages to me are just my favorite thing in the world. Obviously, it's our pleasure, labor of love, if you will, for sure. But no, it's heartbreaking, man. Heartbreaking.
If you want to listen to Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. call the Padres game while you're on the go, you can stream Padres baseball using the Odyssey app on 97.3 The Fan. You can also catch Jesse coming up in less than 1 hour at 7:35 here on Ben and Woods for the Incorporator this morning.
Paul said somebody wants to make fun of me.
Yes, I believe Rick is holding on for the opportunity.
It's Roast Woods Day.
To Roast Woods.
All right.
Good morning, Rick.
Roast me up.
Good news for me.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have anything to chip in regards to the Padres other than they're playing good. I have something more important to talk about. You know, Woods, I can only imagine, you know, just think about this for a second. You've just come home from media day.
Yeah.
Playing golf all day at Torrey Pines.
Yes.
You've missed your second dose. Your wife is screaming at you because you've missed your second dose.
Yes.
But all you can think about is, yeah, whatever. I just parred the front nine.
100%.
At Torrey Pines.
100%. Now, it's going to be, it's like I said, it's definitely a Cadillac problem to have. Lucky to be able to do that. And then lucky to be able to get the vaccine round two as well. But, what if I'm playing great?
It would be hard to pull yourself away from a great round at Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were playing golf early in the early days of the Bogey Brotherhood, and my son had a really rough day at preschool, and he was sick, and Hannah had to go get him. And she put him on the phone, and I was in, it was Friday afternoon, playing golf with the guys, playing at Mission Trails or something, and he goes, I want my dad. And I go, that's it. And I turned and left. Now, I was like four over after three. And I told Hannah, I go, if I was three under after three, he would have had to wear it. He just would have had to wear it.
Now, Rick, is that all you've got that Hannah's going to be mad at Woods? Because that's just kind of normal operating procedure. That's not a roast.
Yeah, that's Rick. Standard in
yeah,
my home.
Well, I didn't really want to roast him. I just wanted to kind of bring that up. Like, what would you do? Because I'll tell you, I too, at the same golf course at Mission Trails, was I was having a decent round.
Yeah.
I was with my guys and we're having a good time. And I get a phone call. And meanwhile, my son's in high school. I get a phone call saying, hey, Dad, I'm not really feeling good. The nurse just, mom's the teacher, you know that. She can't come from Bonita to come get me. Can you come pick me up? And all I'm thinking about is, dude, I just birdied the last two holes. You're just going to have to hang in there, bud.
You're on your own.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, really? I kind of feel like I got to throw up. I go, oh, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Go throw up.
In the nurse's office.
Feel better.
That's why they have a nurse's office. That's why they have one there.
No Parents of the Year Awards nominees on this show this morning.
It's fair enough.
For sure. Let me ask you, Woods, I tease the potential problem. And it's a problem in a good way. Too many good players is not really a problem, but the Padres are going to have to figure out what to do when Austin Nola, who is getting close to coming off the injured list after he broke his finger in spring training, returns, because I don't necessarily want to see Victor Caratini's playing time all of a sudden diminish tremendously. He has done a phenomenal job behind the plate, caught Joe Musgrove's no-hitter, he catches Yu Darvish, did so yesterday, great job as usual, but he's also been hitting. I mean, he's regularly produced offensively. Now, is he going to be one of the league leaders? No. Austin Nola is probably a better hitter. How do you divide that playing time when Austin Nola comes back to the Padres off the IL?
It's a problem I'm glad I don't have to solve. Obviously, you know, Caratini's going to catch Darvish. He's going to get, you know, a start there. He's done really well. He really has. And you can tell the guys really love throwing to him. I mean, imagine starting.
Do you feel like Joe Musgrove?
Yeah, you think Musgrove
probably want Victor Caratini moving forward as well?
So there's two, you know, there's two. But Austin Nola did. I mean, he was praised regularly for the job he did last year when he came over at the trade deadline. He was like praised by all the Padres pitcher. He came in, he learned it. He learned it quick. He's very. They talk a lot. You know, he's very engaged in becoming a really good catcher, and he is a good catcher. So. I'm not too worried about it. I do think, you know, it's probably the end for now for Camposano. I don't know that you need three catchers, especially. I mean, I think Campy's going to be a good hitter at someday. I think he will be a good hitting catcher, but I think he can get, obviously, a lot better development getting more at bats. And they're probably going to send him down, I would guess, And
remember, he's a top prospect.
Oh, yeah.
Top three prospect, possibly, in the Padres organization. You can't just forget about him. I mean, you still need to – he has much value, whether it's within the Padres organization or as a trade chip. You can't forget about Luis Camposano.
You ride him. You ride Caratini until it comes crashing back down to earth. I mean, he's got eight ribs already for the team. His OBP is less. It's below 300. His batting average is .250. I mean, whatever stat you want to look at, he's not the world on fire. He has knocked in some big runs. There's no question about it. But the job that he's done behind the dish has been phenomenal. Phenomenal. And like you said, Darvish is going to throw to him. Now Musgrove's probably going to throw to him. I think when Nola comes back, what's the day he's supposed to come back? Does anybody know?
They haven't announced it yet.
Okay. But, so it's coming.
He is getting closer for sure. Okay, so it's coming pretty soon.
I don't know that you carry three catchers. Maybe they will. I just think Campy needs more seasoning.
It's possible. Tuca Pietermaricano has been... I mean, he got a pinch hit opportunity yesterday. I don't remember seeing him at all over the weekend in Texas when they had the designated hitter.
I think he had a pinch hit there, too.
Did he have one? I mean, just... he needs playing time and at-bats as well. So maybe you keep Campusano up and send Tuca Pietermaricano down. Really, they're not even playing games. Yeah, I mean, they're playing, mock games, or they're playing games against other alternate training site teams in Arizona. But there's no Triple-A season that started yet. There's no Double-A or Single-A season that started yet. That's not coming until next month. So I don't know if that does them a lot of good. Maybe staying with the big league club right now is actually giving them more and better experience than just going back to Peoria and working out with the guys who are still there.
Well, it's the drum we've been beating, the entire season and will continue to beat, because everyone was up in arms when the lineup came out yesterday and Trent Grisham wasn't leading off. But, wet field, it had been raining, fresh off the DL with a groin or a hammy or whatever it was. Look, it's a smart play. It was a scheduled day off for Trent. He just got off the DL, been playing a lot, been running a lot. Let's give him a little bit of a breather. He's there off the bench if we need him. Turns out you didn't. So he gets a night off. That's great. That's exactly what you want. This is how baseball is run these days. I don't think there's going to be any shortage of playing time, Ben, for Austin Nola and or Victor Caratini. I just don't. I think you're going to see Nola play some first base. You could see him play some second base. You could see Austin Nola at a multitude of different positions to get his bat in the lineup. But I think the job that Caratini has done so far, I shudder to think where we'd be without him. He's done great. He's got great energy back there. He fires the pitchers up. I love watching him catch. I love watching him catch. So he's done a great job, man. I don't think he's going to end up sitting riding the bench starting every, 5 days when Darvish pitches. I think he's going to get more looks.
833-288-0973. We got our friend Easy on the line. Easy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you guys for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and also chime in on the idea of having the similar thing happen to Camposano with Austin Hedges, just kind of like keep bringing him back up and down, and maybe that will help him develop as a big leaguer as well.
You want to keep him up?
Yeah, for now, and then once the minor league starts, take him back down, and then whenever.
I mean, look,
he's
looked pretty good behind the dish. It's nothing has jumped out glaringly that said, oh man, he needs a lot more work. His glove plays kind of right now.
Let's be honest, the Padres don't have a great track record of developing their own catchers. They've had some very highly ranked catching prospects, starting with Austin Hedges. Francisco Mejia was a very highly ranked catching prospect, and now Luis Camposano. And at this point, the book is still out on Camposano, obviously, but none of them ever really took that next step, Woods. I mean, is that fair to say that the Padres had huge expectations for Austin Hedges?
Huge.
Had pretty huge expectations to Francisco Mejia. Yeah, they were able to trade him off and get some pieces back in return, but ultimately they both fell far, far short of what the Padres were hoping to get. I really do hope Luis Camposano isn't heading down that same path toward, you know, another disappointing Padres catcher that didn't meet his potential that we thought he could get to.
Hey, I don't think that that would be a fair characterization of him right now at all.
It's too early.
It's way too early, and he needs more playing time. But the way that Victor's playing, it's really hard. If I'm Jay Stengel, it's hard to not pencil him in the lineup as many times as I can. So I would imagine. So you got Snell on the bump today. He'll probably throw to Camposano, I would imagine. You know, because Victor's caught, what, 2-3 days in a row? Something like that? Because he caught Musgrove on Friday.
I know
Friday.
He caught Friday and Monday, and one of either Saturday or Sunday. So three of the last four have been Caratini.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, this is every team carries two catchers. You know, catcher is not a guy that's going to give you 150, 160 starts anymore. It's just not going to happen. So there's no need for it to happen. And I do think Campy will – like you said, when games start, Ben, and he can be more of an everyday catcher, I think that's probably when they make that move.
The Padres are going up against a right-hander, though, which, you know, we got the left-hander,
Caratini.
Yep. Batting. Chad Kuhl is the pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates today. We can look at the matchup a little bit later on, but, I mean, you can't strictly do lefty-righty with your catchers, especially when you know Caratini's always going to catch Darvish.
Yep.
So it kind of defies a little bit of that usual platoon expectation for sure. As for Darvish, I did want to point out yesterday, he had a good start, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. It was very quiet. Did you get that sense too? I never felt like he was just dominating. He just gets outs. He just goes out there and gets outs and gets the job done. It wasn't like one of those, wow, did you see Yu Darvish pitch yesterday? But when it all was said and done, his line was outstanding.
It's exactly what we needed. Exactly what
really
we needed.
Really was.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's what an ace does.
All right, we got half the show still to go. A little game of take on Woods. I know we've had some people talking about on Twitter that they could challenge you, Woods,
yeah,
and think they could beat you. Now's the time to call in, 833-288-0973. Play our trivia game coming up. It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.